On Saturday, March 20th, hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets around the world to voice their continued opposition to America's war on Iraq. Under the slogan, the world still says no to war, an estimated 100,000 people marched in New York City. Here are some of their voices.
Remove the criminals from Washington!
My son is in Iraq, and I don't want him to be over there. We miss him. I want him to come back as soon as possible. So, President Bush, please send our kids back home safe.
I'm absolutely outraged. I feel that my country's being taken over by people who just don't care about any of its values.
I don't want one more person to die in Iraq.
Your fear is his power.
Living in New York City, I don't feel like this war has made me any safer. I think people should be really concerned about the consequences of alienating the entire world and making yourself and your people at risk.
Bush lies, who dies? End the occupation of Iraq. Bring home the troops now.
It's not fair that Bush is having a war in Iraq when there's no need for a war in Iraq. There's homeless people every day who's, you know, not able to eat anything. And we're overseas protecting other people. Maybe he should liberate America first. We have to share textbooks still. We don't have enough textbooks. Maybe he should spend the money towards our schools instead of war.
I just don't like Bush. He spent like tons of money on the war, and we're left without an art program in school. So yeah, that pretty sucks. That sucks.
From Banana Kelly High School in the South Bronx, we disagree with the war on Iraq. People in Iraq have nothing to do with what the government is doing, or if they do have weapons of mass destruction, the people don't have nothing to do with it. And that's the only people they're hurting, is the civilians of Iraq.
I think it's appalling that there are children all over the world who are suffering and are victims, not just of war like what's going on in Iraq now, but the war of poverty. I can't imagine a grandmother anywhere in the world not wanting their grandchildren to be safe and have an opportunity to live a long, joyful life.
One planet, one people, one priority, world peace.
Rise Up Radio's Kat Aaron brought together those voices of people who marched in New York City. About 100,000 people marched last Saturday saying that the world still says no to war. Kat also spoke with a young soldier at the rally.
Can you tell me what your sign says?
It says, soldier against the war.
And are you a soldier against the war?
Yes, I am.
What does the other side of your sign say?
The other side says, you killed my friends, you lying bastards. I've got a couple of my friends' names who died in the war, and it says they can't carry this sign.
And those are friends who died in Iraq?
In Iraq, yes.
Have you been in Iraq?
No, I haven't. Actually, I got left behind on that one.
What brings you out here today?
I was out here last year and just came out this year. This time, for a different reason, I'll honor my friends this time instead of just protesting the war.
As an active duty service member, is it controversial for you to be here?
Yes, actually, I think it's illegal, actually. Don't tell anybody.
Are your fellow servicemen, are you an isolated voice, or are there other people who are also opposing the administration?
Oh, no, there's also plenty of people who are.
For what reasons?
A lot of different reasons. I mean, Bush doesn't really support the soldiers as much as everybody thinks. He's done things like cut combat pay, cutting Medicare and everything else, the TRICARE program. So, you know, people are slowly starting to find out and stop believing what they're told. It's actually a pretty big turnaround in the military from what I've seen.
Do you think that people feel pressured to support the administration?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's almost law.
If it were known that you were voting against Bush, would it be a source of trouble for you?
Oh, yeah, big source of trouble.
Thanks a lot.
That was Rise Up Radio's Kat Aaron speaking with an active duty soldier who asked to remain anonymous.